Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, April the 16th. Are you feeling better now that tax day is over? I hope you're still smiling, but we're going to give you something hopefully to smile about today. Vera Massey is with us, University Extension. And we were talking before we went on about the importance of being optimistic, being happy, because happiness and optimism go hand in hand with good health.
They sure do. And you know, when you ask people, what do you want in life? Most people say, I want to be happy and I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
And they are interrelated. And when you think about happiness and health, it's really something you pursue. It's not like it's a destination, because it's always changing. I mean, life brings ups, downs, curves, mm-hmm. and having an attitude, optimistic attitude, having an ability to generate positive thoughts mm-hmm. and emotions will really is what gets us through
right.
life.
Right, and life changes as we move through life.
Yes.
Did you ever see or read the book by Dr. Wayne Dyer called The Shift?
Yes.
The Shift. What was true in the morning is not necessarily true in the afternoon of your life.
This is true. This is true. And changes occur for all of us. And being resilient is what most of us would like to have when things sort of take the wind out of us, mm-hmm. whether it's a situation, a conversation, an illness, a loss. Are we able to come back from that?
Right. And sometimes when the wind is knocked out of us, we come back even stronger
yes.
than before.
Yes.
But you have to accept that and look for it.
That's right. And that is why really happiness, one way we generate more is to be more optimistic in nature and have more positive perspectives on things. I mean, you can be walking in the rain. You can be an optimist and walking in the rain. It doesn't mean you don't acknowledge it's raining.
Right.
But on the other hand, if you're a pessimist, having a rainy day could set you off on everything's wrong in the world.
Yeah. And we're all guilty of that from
sure,
time to time.
Sure
we all
we
become
are.
Pessimists.
We are. But it's when we do that regularly that it literally will wire our brain for negativity. Mm-hmm. And most of us tend to be a little on the negative side. We also tend to be on the judging side, mm-hmm. which both generate negative emotions that don't typically contribute to happiness and health.
Let me set up a scenario here. Let's say we've got somebody listening today who has really gone through a horrendous time in their life. Mm-hmm. And it just looks like one thing after another is coming their way. And no matter what they do, when you look ahead and say, how are things going to get better? Mm-hmm. This is when you need to step back a little bit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be a know-it-all here. But is this when you step back a little bit and you stop and think, what is life really all about?
Mm-hmm.
How can you garner happiness out of life when everything is going against you?
Well, while it may appear that everything is going against us, there are still things that are going for us. And it's hard to see that when many things appear to not be going well. But we still have the sun that comes up every day, mm-hmm. which can be beautiful. We still have a sun go down that can be beautiful. That many times we have things that we may be taking for granted. Maybe we still have a home to live in. Maybe we still have someone in our life
right.
that is supportive of us. But it's very easy when you have multiple things that are draining us that we can't see the positive things that are there that actually can uplift us.
So at that point, if you're having this situation in your life, at that point you need to stop and say, wait a minute, there are some good things. I need to dwell on the positive and put the negative aside.
It's hard to do, but it is really an important part of creating more happiness in your life and that resiliency. And even recalling positive experiences from the past can generate emotions now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So recalling some pleasant experiences that you have had.
We are what we think.
We are what we think.
We are what we believe we are. If we believe that we're unhappy, we're going to be unhappy. And if we believe that we are basically happy people, we're going to be happy.
It is a matter of having intention that goes along with those thoughts. And I think we've talked before how powerful our brains are and all those neurons that are firing. Neurons that fire together wire together. So we need to step back and see, are the thoughts we have more negative or more positive? And they are powerful in helping us respond better to life mm-hmm. when the tough times come along, and they will for all of us.
Yeah, so try to dwell on the positive. And there is, if you search hard enough, even if you say, gosh, everything is going wrong, look for something positive in your life and dwell on that.
Right, and you know, there's a story I heard told about a sweeper. You know, a sweeper has the little light on it,
mm-hmm.
and so when you zoom around, it helps you find the stuff. Well, it's kind of like the way your mind is. You know, whatever that light is shining on, it's going to get sucked up whether it's good or not so good. So thinking about what is it you're putting your attention on in life? What is your light shining on? Positive things typically will lead to more positive with thoughts. Negative will typically continue to keep us in a negative state of mind.
I like the way you describe that. So think of your mind as a little light on the sweeper. Shine that light on positive. And even if you only have one positive thing in your life, concentrate on that one positive thing and you'll draw more.
And it is. They study optimism. They study people who are more positive. I want to just quickly tell you things it says.
We got about 30 seconds.
It improves the quality of your life. Let's just leave it at that.
Think positive. It improves the quality of your life. If you want more information, Vera Nichols, they can contact you by calling
445-9792.
Okay. I threw you a curve there. Think positive, Vera.
I am.
Okay. We're out of time for today. The important thing is do think positive. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KPIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Vera had some very good information. If you'd like to watch this again, go to kbia.org.